It is time for us to take a check on sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. How was your Thanksgiving weekend, Mike?
Very good. Spent time with a lot of friends. It was great.
All right. Yeah, we had decent weather for it up here. And
oh, it was beautiful. We were sitting in the backyard in the sun. It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. So how'd your racing picks go this weekend?
The ones that I gave on the radio ran second. Almost every one of them ran second.
Well, that's no good when you're betting money, right?
Nope. But, you know, good thing there's more races to bet than we give on the radio.
That's right. That's exactly right. And most people, I don't think people realize what there is some scientific knowledge and number knowledge required if you're going to bet successfully on horse racing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to adapt to stuff. For example, there's one horse that looked decent, and they had a bunch of turf races in Del Mar this weekend, closing weekend. The races that used to be run at Hollywood Park, they run them now at Del Mar. And Irad Ortiz, one of the Jesse James brothers who robbed the money out of your pocket, was riding in California this weekend, and he was severely overbet. So I bet $10 on this horse just for the hell of it because I thought he had a shot. Didn't even see the odds because it wasn't on any of the TVs where I was. And then I flipped it to the TV just to watch the race. I watched the race, and my horse won. Then they put the prices up. The horse was 45-1. I'm like, are you kidding me? How could this horse be 45-1? Because the sheep made Irad Ortiz like 8-5 when he shouldn't have been. And thank you, Irad. I should send you a box of rice.
All right. I like that box of rice. All right, so now the first head coach was fired in the NFL this season. Well, the second, actually, after Atlanta. We have the former New England Patriots coach and the Detroit Lions coach and the Detroit Lions general manager fired in midseason.
Well, you know, the Lions, they're like the Jets. No matter what, they're not going to be any good. And The happiest day that you're a Detroit Lion coach is the day that you sign your contract, because from then on it's all downhill.
And the Jets are leading the race for that first pick in the draft.
They didn't ice it yet.
Well, they're close. I mean, they're 0-for.
They're not going to win a game.
I don't think so.
They're going to have the luxury of being compared to the Tampa Bay Bucks that were 0-for. Weren't they the only other team that went 0-for?
Yeah. A long, long, long time ago.
The Jets are making history this year.
they're going to be close to it. There's no doubt about that. All right. Other NFL news. The Patriots. I'll tell you what, Belichick, he knows how to motivate a club. I mean, they won. They won yesterday.
Who'd they beat?
It was pretty good. Hang on a second. They beat somebody they shouldn't have beat. Hang on a second. Let me bring it up. That's the funny thing is they beat somebody they shouldn't have beat. In my opinion, they beat somebody they shouldn't have beat. Okay, let me find it real quick here. Bum, 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 bum. Sure, you would figure they would put their score.
Yeah, you would, right?
Because everybody.
Oh, they beat Arizona.
Yeah, they beat Arizona.
Because I guess you could say that Arizona should have won, but they were on the road and. When the West Coast teams travel east, they usually play lousy.
Yeah, now how did we do in our picks?
We won all three.
All right. We won all three. Well, that's because we pick against the Jets. We're guaranteed for a one win a week.
Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee. That's a staple.
All right.
I wrote us both in for tonight's game already.
What?
Tonight's game.
Oh, yeah. We're both going with Philadelphia.
We're both taking Seattle.
I mean, Seattle. Yeah, Seattle. Yeah, that's right. Philadelphia is out of the NFC East.
And there's a game tomorrow night, too. You want to pick that one now?
Yeah, that's Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And Baltimore's going to be without their quarterback. I'll take Pittsburgh in that one.
Yep, I wrote that down, too.
Yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh in that one.
Hey, a couple of things about the Nutty Football League. One, the People's Republic of California, they shut down California where the 49ers practice and play. So what are they supposed to do now?
Well, they can't go into their.
So what do they do?
I have no idea.
I don't think they do either.
Yeah.
So that's one. And the second, how about what happened to the Saints?
What happened to the Saints? Oh,
they got fined $500,000 and losing a draft pick for celebrating in the locker room without masks. So what do they have, cameras in the locker room that the Gestapo watches you now? And what about when they go take a shower after the game? Are they supposed to wear masks then, too?
You know, I was looking at a story. New England got fined, too, for something.
So what are these guys supposed to do?
I don't know. If you want to fine them, that's fine. But take away a draft pick, come on.
If you want to fine them?
I'm saying,
what?
I'm just saying it's unfair to take. I also think it's unfair when a team has a player that's removed for COVID-19, like a starting player. What Denver played with a quarterback they just signed 2 days before the game. Go ahead. Because both their quarterbacks were declared COVID-19 ineligible. I mean,
yeah, they had nobody to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so a team who's together most of the time can't celebrate and get fined for it. But if you go down the street and burn down stores, it's okay.
I bet you that the players' union and everything will. And I think that'll be overturned or lowered.
That's a complete joke.
Yeah,
an absolute complete joke.
Yeah, I mean,
joke. You could jump and you could roll around with each other on the field, but you can't do it in a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, it is inconsistent with what
inconsistent to say the least.
Yeah, it's inconsistent. It's not like they
stay no freaking logically goes to new boundaries every time they do something.
They don't stay 6 feet apart on the field.
It's a joke,
unless they're the Jets' defensive secondary.
But you know, the NFL's a kangaroo court. They decreed this thing to them, so you're appealing to the people that decreed it. It's not going to happen. It's a total joke. Well, it's a total. What the Saints should do, which would be the best thing in the world, boycott the rest of the season. This way, you can't play the season. What are you going to do then? So if the Saints hold out and say, listen, you reverse it or we don't show up anymore, see what happens. And then all of a sudden, if you said there was another team, they do the same thing. Well, I guess now the NFL has to get on their knees and ask these players to play, huh?
It's an absolute joke.
It's
a strange league because I'm impressed with the way Joe Judge has turned around the Giants. I'm not saying win wise or anything like that. Their defense is starting to play much better. They've played pretty well all year long. They've kept their attitude up. He's done a good job. But here's the biggest joke. Here, this goes along. The Giants and the Redskins lead the NFC East. The Giants and Redskins are both 4-7, and you take a look at all the other teams that play in the NFL that aren't division leaders, there's going to be teams left off the playoff schedule, which just say if in a fantasy world, I won't say this about the Giants because it's not going to happen. Let's just say Washington wins the rest of the games and they wind up at 9-7, and they get most of their wins against the NFC opponents. Do you realize the Giants got the first win outside the conference this week?
What, the entire division?
Yeah.
So you can gamble now. It's legal. Well, for now it's legal. You don't know what the People's Republic are going to do. But you can bet against them. You can make a fortune.
It's
like
just,
we do every weekend against the Jets.
It's a whole convoluted thing. And there's lots of we'll just leave.
Isn't it funny, though, how since gambling becomes legal, how much the sport has changed?
Man, it's changed a lot, very quickly.
Yep. I mean, you look at games and, you know, some of them are blowouts. Some of them, they're like within 3 points. Look at how many scores yesterday were within 3 points.
Yeah.
3 points, which is usually that magical number, 3, 3.5, right?
Yeah.
You had the Patriots win by 3, the Browns win by 2, the Vikings win by 1, the 49ers win by 3. Really? Just saying. The Giants won by 2, all right? The list just keeps on going. The Chiefs beat the Bucks by 3. Oh, wow. Magic number, 3.
Strange league, strange league.
What's that? What was that show? The Electric Company, 3 is a magic number?
All right, anything else in sports?
Not that I could think of.
That's about it. All right, well, then we'll check with you on Thursday.
Okay. Okie doke.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Take care, guys. Have a good day.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.